everybody.
The microphone's working and everything. Look at that.
The microphone is plugged in.
We've got a whole new stool.
But we're not using it.
Not yet. But folks, we've upped
it. Hey, Kawasaki.
Eat your heart out, guys.
Yeah. We got some shit.
Neil, do you know normally we talk a lot during the show?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
I'm not going to talk anymore. We're going to introduce Matthew.
Matthew, take over.
Yeah. Tell the folks on the Off-Lip Radio show tonight
what's going on,
what we're doing.
Okay, so, again, what number show is this, by the way?
902.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay, so
we'll take it.
Definitely under 930.
Yeah.
So we're up there, and there's been how many words, millions and millions of words that we've heard from Neil and TC. But tonight we're gonna find out, and they've interviewed like amazing people. We have, you know, skaters, surfers, the most well-known politician, everybody in town. But now we're gonna flip it, and we're gonna interview them. So here's the deal, though, and we've already talked about this.
The deal? What deal?
Shut up!
No, there's deals.
Okay, between me and Neil, we had the text. They cannot say no comment. They have to answer whatever I say.
The fifth on a lot of
Can
you take the fifth?
No, you have to answer whatever it is.
Neil, you good with that?
I don't know how many
people are leaving in droves right now.
But you know what? I also want people to ask questions. So I'm going to do something that's maybe you guys think is a bad idea. I'm going to give my phone number out right now.
You are?
Yeah, I'm going to give my phone number. Woo! And they can text me. So, but here, ready?
Hey, Neil, is that one beer Amber watching?
One beer Amber?
No.
Okay, so if you have a question for Neil, call me. Yeah, my name is Matthew from Event Santa Cruz. My number, 831-332-8677. I'll do it again. 831-332-8677. Text me your question. It can be anything. I'm going to ask them.
My wife
Steve
can call.
Steve Kerr's watching, goddammit.
He's watching? Okay, Steve.
He's watching.
Hey, Prayer, okay.
Steve, do not call in.
Pereira, get your pen out.
Any questions of Pereira? No.
Okay.
Pereira, get your pen out. One more time.
831-332-8677. 831-332-8677. Call me. Text me.
Question number one.
Wait, Neil, get back here.
What are you doing?
I'm going to interview you. Yeah. Okay, get back here, Neil. Okay, so the first question I want to ask... Right off the back, I'm not going to be...
I have a question.
Here.
Is that door locked or is it open?
That's open.
Good, because I can leave it. Okay.
It is open. Your car is right there. You are totally ready. Okay, we're going to ask some nice questions, some softball questions. We're going to find out, you know, how they started, all the you know, stuff you want to hear, because you probably don't know, like, how did this love affair start? But but we are going to start off... We're going to start off hard here. Okay, what was the worst show you've ever had?
Easy. Here?
Worst one and why?
Veronica Gray.
Yeah,
welcome back to the show.
I knew that was going to be. Yeah. Why? Who's Veronica Gray? What happened?
She was a freaking nutcase.
Okay.
And she decided to show up. She called me. I saw her on Good Morning America. Wearing the wetsuit.
Wait, she was? Okay.
She was actually on Good Morning America.
Why? Why was she on Good Morning America?
She had a wetsuit.
Okay.
That repelled sharks.
Okay. Oh, right? Oh yeah, okay.
She claimed.
Okay.
She made a wetsuit that looked like a sea snake.
America.
Okay, okay.
Excuse me, sir. We're closed.
Oh.
Yeah,
no problem, bro.
I'll take Talk about the sea snake wetsuit.
Yeah,
here's why. We had Dave Ebert on the show.
Okay.
He's a shark expert.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, when we described this wetsuit to him,
okay.
He said, do you know that they slurp down sea snakes like noodles?
Oh, my God.
That's what he said. And I was like, oh, so maybe that wetsuit's not such a good idea.
Yeah. She shows up.
Okay.
I email her. She says, I'm coming to Santa. I'm coming.
Okay, so she is reaching out to you to be on the show.
She's in Hawaii. She comes over.
Okay.
Right?
Goes to Hawaii, just through the show.
She comes flies from Hawaii, and during the show, I'm like, are you on something? She goes, well, I had a little Coke.
Oh, my goodness. she says that on the show.
She said on the show, what do you think?
Yeah.
She did a little Coke?
Wait, are we still holding the camera,
because
by the way?
We're still on the camera.
Okay.
She took a night flight, and she needed to stay awake.
Okay.
So anyway,
she
shows up at KSCO when we were there,
yeah.
And she, God forbid, stunk. okay, of wetsuit, urine, God knows.
Remember, so, no, well,
it was a bad night.
There was a time when I was like 17 years old, and I drove and surfed, and like last wave, I got to pee. I peed, put the suit in my trunk, totally forgot about it, and like 10 days later, opened the trunk, you're like, oh God!
Yeah.
Slam the trunk.
That's what it's
like. Veronica Gray put on that wetsuit and walked into KSC.
Oh my goodness.
And literally, like, the paint started coming off the walls.
So it stinks, it smells, she comes in.
That was the Bush show.
And Neil goes, are you on drugs? She goes, just a little coke.
On the air.
And I think she wanted to sue you.
And she wanted to sue
for,
me.
For actually, like, broadcasting what she did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that sounds awful. Okay.
The worst show.
Okay, so is it safe?
I have the worst show on
okay, wait, so
on our website.
What is her name? What's her name again?
Veronica Gray.
So is that how, if people wanted to go to YouTube, they put in Veronica Gray, that's how they find it? Okay, you guys, let's blow that up.
She was the worst show.
Okay.
Too bad there's that smell vision.
Okay, let's work on that. We have a lot of tech people in town.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want
to. Does AI have smell?
ChatGPT, no.
No smell on ChatGPT.
It's not going to work. So is it safe to say that she was also the worst guest?
Yes.
Like,
no
worst
guess.
Okay.
Worst guess.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, there's different worst. Yeah. Who's the worst swearer? Who's the, you know, like,
just worst
like
swearer?
It was just
the
bad.
The worst swearer was from the guy from
Sector 9.
Sector 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like,
he literally said fuck. He went, oh, fuck. fuck.
Like, it wasn't understandable even listening to him because he just threw so many swear words.
Well, we told him.
We told him,
don't swear.
Okay. This was when it was on the radio. This wasn't
Can we just back it up? We met them at the skate park.
Okay.
And we got in the Sector 9 van and drove from the skate park. From the skate park to KSCO.
You're fine.
And they rolled like three bombers. And we opened it up like Fast Times from Ridgemont High.
No.
We took this dude into the studio. We said, don't swear.
And that's all.
Hang on a minute.
Don't you have a cough button on that?
Yeah, he goes, him and the rest of the skateboarding community was down there by the boardwalk, that skate park.
Mike Fox
skate park.
Okay.
Right, and all of a sudden, this painted yellow UPS truck, right, one of those UPS trucks, right?
Okay.
I'm waiting, because I'm almost nervous that he's going to show, and right, at like 7 o'clock, the show starts at 7, right? So we're going to be stuck. This is not a podcast. This is radio. You're going to be on time.
Yeah.
So like, I'm waiting. Nothing. Uh-oh. But anyway, so here comes this yellow fucking UPS-looking truck, billowing smoke.
Oh,
it was bad.
What was that movie? Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
Billowing smoke. Pulling, I can't remember, two wheels, pulling the KSTO park.
And you're thinking this is going to be a good show.
And I look inside and I go, this TC in a fucking van.
In a lounge chair.
He's like this.
Oh, you're in.
He's like this. Rolling the big fucking I go, on a Santa Cruz Waves magazine.
Oh, no. Sorry, Tyler.
Santa Cruz Waves magazine.
But hold it. So what we're saying is, what happened was, so then, because of their... intoxication.
Yeah.
They came into the studio. We said don't swear.
Yeah.
And it was just an avalanche of swear words.
They couldn't.
So we have the worst customer, which may be Veronica Gray. Okay. We also have the worst swearer.
How about just like
the worst swearer could also be Don Kinnaman.
He does swear.
Was that on the radio show as well?
Yeah.
Or was that here?
You went down that night. Where the hell are you?
It's when he came with hamburgers.
Was there ever like more of like a bad as in like confrontational one?
Did we have a fight? Did we try to fight with somebody?
You and me?
You guys. You guys didn't fight, but he was just a jerk.
We've had a couple of that guy that didn't like you. What was it? Garen Guess. He didn't like you.
Oh no, we're friends now. Yeah. Griffin Guess. Griffin had bought the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Surf contest.
Okay, yeah.
And it kind of created a political rivalry.
Oh, that was between the controversial around
between the factions that were involved at that surf spot.
Yeah.
Not the contest, but the people who had surfed it every day, who were invitees.
Yes.
They weren't sure of the direction, and we had a show with Peter Mel, Sean Dollar, All the big guys for Mavericks. I still to this day would question his intentions with that contest. And for a while we had a friction. But then one day I was fishing and I was catching halibut, I was throwing halibut in the boat, and Griffin was on his paddleboard not catching fish. And I was like, hey, I didn't know it was Griffin. I said, hey, I got bait. And so he came over to the boat on his paddleboard and I was like, oh, Griffin. And I gave him bait and he paddled back and he caught a fish and we've been friends ever since. And
you bonded from there, yeah.
Fishing number two.
Okay. Is there anyone that's intimidating you? Like, I mean, because you have some pretty, for me personally.
Vince Collier.
I'm not going to say BC. Here's the deal. I don't think either one of us are intimidated by people.
No.
If you were to take me back 30 years, we had Wayne Lynch on the show.
Okay.
Wayne Lynch was my, we talk about this.
See, that
my
was,
personal
yeah.
hero surfing. Yeah. He was the guy that shunned pro surfing to go explore.
Okay.
And I loved that group.
Yeah.
I wanted to be
in it. He hid in the Australian Outback.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So he couldn't get chosen to go to, couldn't get busted to come to go to Vietnam.
Exactly. Yeah. That was a double whammy. Yeah.
So he hid in brush of like Australia, wherever it was, and too hot to hide.
And he got boats, and he went exploring on boats. And
but you had him on the show.
We had him on the show.
Yeah. I go, your hero's coming on the show. I'm like, what's that? And Wayne Lynch goes,
oh,
and
no.
And I jumped about that high.
He was like, so stoked.
And that's how the jump was
like,
born.
Yes, dude. He was
Wayne
like,
Lynch.
He's like, oh, yeah. My God. You're shitting me. I go, no, Wayne Lynch is coming to the show.
Yeah.
I got two shows with Wayne Lynch.
Yeah, two. And now Wayne and I are like friends. And I,
that is really cool.
Yeah, and so it's, to me, it's like, that's what's...
Something good came out of the show.
You know, this show, Neil and I, when he asked me to do it, I was like, no way I'm going to do the show.
Yeah.
And here we are 10 years and 900 shows later.
Yeah.
But to me, having... A relationship.
Really
like
cool.
I met Wayne Lynch through this show, you know, and to me that's
and so
such
many other
been.
People.
Well,
yeah,
we've had amazing guests from
good,
all over the world.
I always tell people we have the good, the bad, and the
ugly. Okay, so then let's talk about that. Like, what was the start of you two? Like, how did you meet, and what was the point where you're like, hey, TC, I need to do a show, or like, give me that story.
I think it was more my doing than his because I was writing for the paper.
Okay.
And they called me. They called me. Yeah. What was her name? The sports editor.
Julie Jack?
Oh.
Julie Jack.
Yeah.
He goes, Neil, I love you, but I can't pay you anymore. I'm like, Julie, thank you, but I
gotta go. That's okay.
And right then I was driving my KSCO and I pulled in.
Okay.
And I knew Rosie. I go, Rosie, you should do a show on surfing and skateboarding. Go, no, we don't do sports here. I'm like, well, you should and run a KSCO. We don't do sports.
We just talk crap about Democrats.
I talk to her, right? And she's like, well, you need, you know, I'm like, okay, I've never done radio before.
Yeah.
Nothing. I have no idea. But I thought it was a good idea. So
Jimbo Phillips was your guy.
She goes,
you need
like four or five co-hosts. I mean, four or five. Not
she wanted
one.
Like a morning jungle.
So I go, why do you want four or five? She goes, well, you guys are skaters, snow, you know, surfers.
Not responsible.
I asked him because him and I did the dog jam.
Okay.
Remember my dog jam?
Yeah, yeah.
Sir, remember that? It was the world's only, to this day, only
awesome.
Right, dog show on water.
Yeah.
Laughing our asses off. So I go, I want to do a radio show. I got to
get
this
guy.
I got to get
talk.
This guy. And I asked him, he goes, nah, I'm like, dude, I got two kids.
I got two kids,
I got three businesses, and blah, blah, blah. He goes, fuck no, I don't know what to do with that. Yeah. I go, okay, fine. I said, I'm not really a skateboard guy. So who am I going to get? Who I knew. I knew Jimbo.
Yeah.
So it took me three visits to his house. Because Jimbo says two words an hour.
That's what I was thinking,
He did.
Yeah. So eventually he goes, okay. So come on down to rehearsal, and him and I just like, him and I, probably been drinking, we talking like, talking smack, and Jimbo was saying nothing.
Well, because Rosie said,
he's there drawing the logo.
Well, Rosie said, you have to come down and practice.
Okay.
So we met at the radio station.
Yeah,
yeah she was really serious.
Yeah.
And so we had to practice, so we did fake radio.
Okay.
And Jimbo couldn't even talk on fake radio.
Oh.
And we were talking like it was nothing. So Jimbo quit that first time.
So,
wait, did he call you after?
No, so
like,
he drove away.
So we're talking.
And he called I quit.
Here's the best part. Here's the best part. So I'm the one trying to organize this shit. And I got him over here who doesn't want to do it.
Okay.
And I got Jimbo over here who doesn't want to do it.
You're not selling this.
So I go, Jimbo leaves. I mean, yeah. bolts, yeah. right? And then he comes up to me and goes, dude, I got to do this with you. This is going to be fucking fun. Okay. I go, great.
Good.
I got my guy. Somebody, yeah. Send me more Jimbo. At the very next, right same time, Jimbo texts me, I'm out.
Right. See, it all works.
So I text here's Jimbo, the clicker. Yeah. I text Jimbo back. I go, Jimbo, you went out of your contract, which you never.
It was a verbal.
You went out of your contract. Yeah. You gotta draw me a logo. Oh, and to get a logo, smart. To get a logo from Jimbo Phil.
No, it's
a fucking year.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's a chump cheap, and yeah. it's a year.
And you're still using the same one.
Next morning, that thing was in the inbox the next morning.
in like less than an hour, I got my logo.
Okay,
but,
so
but yeah, what I said to him was, I'll do the show. Okay. I don't want to sell ads.
Yeah.
I don't want to book guests.
Yeah.
I don't want to run a social media page. I'll show up every Tuesday and have a great...
Question number three.
Okay, question number three. Yeah. Wait, okay. Well, you know what? Let's take a break here and ask actually somebody that's... Well, not a break, but like from my questions.
Your question.
From actually the listeners.
Oh, listeners.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So, okay, this is from Off the Lip with like a kissy face. Oh, it's Steve. Okay, so it says, Breach here. Please ask Neil and TC who was their very first sponsor.
Steve and Diane Pereira.
Absolutely.
Very first one. Okay, who are
they? Very first sponsor was Steve and Diane Pereira.
Okay.
John and Liz from Chilla Cafe.
Okay.
But they
roll the fatties.
Oh my goodness. I haven't heard that in such a long time.
They roll the fatties, baby.
I love saying that.
Yeah.
No, Steve Pereira and Diane are amazing.
Yeah. They're,
okay. That is
and
awesome.
All I mean, we did. We'd have charity stuff and donate. We donate stuff and whatever cause there was. And
they
Steve
would do it. Yeah.
And Steve would be the first person to show up with a check.
And you know, I'll
every
say,
time.
I'll yeah. say this too is that why I did it.
Yeah.
Is because I met Steve and Diane.
Really?
Okay. Seriously, yeah. I had dinner with them 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Steve and Diane.
And
Steve.
They're amazing people. And Steve makes the greatest memes and. Oh my God, he's the best. He's amazing.
Because you have nothing else to do.
Well, and if you want to buy a multi-million-dollar beach house, by all means, call them.
Yeah.
Oh no, you got to call Anthony over here too.
Yeah, there we go.
Anthony, real fast. Anthony, come here.
Hello,
Anthony, come here. Okay. Hello.
Anthony Jacobo with Room Real Estate,
and he is a sponsor of the Off the Lip Radio Show music at the Midtown Block Party,
starting May 31st to August 30th, every Friday.
And the first band
who is Dylan Rose band.
I'm excited.
He's going to be there, so
I'll be there.
He can get you a house while you're at Midtown Fridays.
And do it before. You can do it.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Eight.
Nice
to meet you. 831-332-6858. Boom!
Okay, enough fun stuff here. We got to go back to it. Have you said something on the show that you wish you did not? Like, you woke up next morning like,
yeah.
Oh man, I shouldn't have said that. Yeah.
I have so many.
Yeah.
My wife. Oh God. I have tortured my wife.
So your wife actually said you shouldn't have said that.
Your wife listens and
where do I start? I don't even know.
Let me tell you. Let me. I think I have the answer. When he lied to his wife.
Wait, hold on. I think this is deflecting. You notice that he's talking about you.
For sure.
He
flat out lied to his wife when I invited the burlesque
girl.
The burlesque girl.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, onto the show.
I said it was a man.
It was like,
oh my goodness.
She goes, who's on the show tonight? I was like, I think a band.
You know it's on video. You know.
Oh, jeez. Who does a burlesque show on the radio? Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's
on the radio, bro. Neil. Yeah.
Okay, what about you?
Is it something? I regret saying.
Yeah. And I want to hear what it is.
The other day I got drunk. The other day.
Yeah.
God knows what I said.
Yeah. So
I went off about I want to be the bridge salesman.
He was going to buy a new SoCal, the Capitola Bridge, SoCal Creek.
I went to East Side Eatery, had a couple of pops, right? And it was Wednesday whiskey night. Okay. So I'm like, well, that looks tasty. Let me suck down three of those. Suck down three of those.
Should have done one.
Right, just one. And all of a sudden, according to him, I was going along nicely.
Smooth sailing.
Smooth, right?
But you thought it was fine.
Right? Supervisor, maybe, possible. Yeah. Possible supervisor, right? It's a big seat. Christian Brown, right? Big seat. She's on the show. Well, I was going along nicely, and all of a sudden, he goes, He went downhill off there.
Well, you guys need a word like, okay, Neil, I think I'm taking it over.
Yeah, I tried. His head literally spun around and his tongue came out. I was like, ah!
He became my height. Yeah.
It was creepy. He got drunk.
Yeah. I don't know.
For me, it would be my Mexico trip.
Okay.
Which I can't really, I don't really want to discuss. But,
okay, we can skip
but
it.
But,
no,
but,
we're gonna,
but it was,
we're going to discuss the Mexico trip.
He we goes, are going to discuss the
He goes to Mexico. He tells the story before the show,
okay.
Right? And he goes, I just because he was always traveling somewhere, but he always comes back to the show.
Yeah.
And like, so this one time he shows up like half an hour before the show starts, and he's like, bro, I've got to tell you what happened. I'm like, what happened? And here is what happened. So he goes to Mexico to Puerto Vallarta every 6 months with his wife, and they have a great time.
Nice.
Well, they go to the pharmacy because...
Oh, that story? No, I was thinking a different story. Not that one. No.
Okay. No, no, okay.
A different story.
Okay, okay.
There
we go. Wait, we're going to move on.
Oh, no, no, no. That story gets...
Can I tell it?
Go ahead.
All right.
What? Can you tell it to the audience?
Hello, audience. They've heard this.
Oh, they heard it. Okay.
So we went to the pharmacy because my wife gets stuff for her skin that you can get there.
She
got a Xanax because she likes to fly with a Xanax.
Yeah.
And the lady goes, do you want Viagra? And I'm like, no. And she goes, sure. And so she throws in a bottle of Viagras. And I was like, whatever. They don't have instructions. So I was like, let's try it out. So I pop a couple of those damn things.
You got three of them, you pop.
I went for three. I was like, well, if we're going to do it, let's go big.
Oh,
well,
no.
Yeah, it was a big night. Really, the next day, I was like, I'm going to die. My heart's like,
you have a heart attack.
For sure. Maybe I did. I don't know.
I was on the ground. I couldn't get off the ground. Okay, so, you know,
she's probably watching
I
right
was
now.
Under the table. So hard. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I was going to do my suitcase one.
Well, cool. The suitcase one's big too.
Let's do the suitcase one. That was last week. Yeah.
The suitcase one is
I don't have a
only
boss.
Can happen to him.
Okay.
Nobody else.
Okay.
And nobody else at the, wherever airport you were at.
Okay.
No, it could happen. It was him.
I feel like he's sweating a little bit.
I am sweating right now.
About this story.
Ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
She's watching. I know she's watching. So it sucks. I have a sexy wife, and she lets me have this little toolbox that I can fill with my sexy toys. And we were going to Mexico, and I was like, I opened my little toolbox, just dumped it in my suitcase. I usually bring like three tank tops and two board shorts. I have all this room in my suitcase, so I'm like, I'll just bring all the toys. And
so what happened?
We get to Puerto Vallarta. For those of you who travel to Mexico, you know you get in the customs, green button, red button.
Okay.
And so we're in line, there's like 800 people. Every jet just landed. I look at my wife and I said, the whole tackle box is in my suitcase. And she's like, you're full of shit. And I'm
like, she didn't believe you.
No, and I'm like, no, it's all in there.
How big was the vibrator?
We're not going to get into dimensions right now.
No.
There wasn't the big fella?
Easy. So we get to the front of the line, and they go,
where's the
hit
big
the, push the button. Red light.
Oh, no.
So there's literally 600 people watching. They put my suitcase up, and they open it up, and they zip it, and this 18-year-old kid starts digging around there.
Oh my God.
Zipped it up, folded it, closed it, and goes, have a nice trip.
Well, that's one way to get through customs faster.
Well, we had the, hey, so, by the way, we told this story with the sex podcast girls.
Oh God, no.
So we told that story, and she literally says, every time she travels, she puts a big old thing right on top.
Yeah.
And when they open the suitcase, they close it every time.
That's like a smuggler's way of getting through anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. With the big kahuna on top.
Big kahuna on top. All right.
Okay, that's
hey, well, can we talk about his girlfriends now?
No. What girl? I have a girlfriend.
Do you?
Paul, that's not what you said last night.
Where were we last night?
Last night you said that you actually...
Oh, no, that's not true.
That's not what?
I feel like I'm not part of the show anymore.
Yeah. You see? What did I say last night? What did you say last night?
I forget what I said last night.
Should I remind everybody?
No, you should not. Do not. we no longer be friends. Right. This show could come to
you. But now they finally had an argument. Finally.
Right. You see how that goes?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I can talk about my taking 3 Viagras and a suitcase full of toys.
Then he's like, that's all we have for the time for the show.
Santa Cruz headline, the Office of the Minute Show is no more.
Okay, well, it was a great run, everybody.
Yeah. Okay, want to clean it up?
Yeah.
At the end, want to wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
Okay, let's see some real quick ones.
Question number 4.
Who do you actually really respect in Santa Cruz? Let's be nice with somebody. Like, who's somebody you think, like, you know what? I just think they're a good person that I like, and we have them on the show. I just like the person.
There's so many segments. Yeah. There's like surf, skate, politics.
Who came ahead, like, instantly?
You know, I like John Laird.
Okay.
I have an answer.
Yeah.
Is I respected all the people. I don't think there's been one show, even What's the Face.
Yeah.
You're trying to make a buck with the suit, right?
Yeah.
Even her. She flew from Hawaii, whatever. But of all the people, all the guests that we've had a lot.
You've had more than 900 people.
I respect them all because they all come down here and they put up with our shit. Right? And they know what's going to be, they know what's in hand.
Yeah.
We have a couple of cocktails, we have a good time, we drink, we have a good time. But it's important. I think what we've done is important. We share the news in maybe a more of a lighthearted way. Even though, like, we've done the shows lately, we've done the political stuff lately.
We have done political stuff.
We did the whole thing. We
always said we were going to record the history. Like, as far as surfing goes, there's tons of videos of surfers surfing.
Surfing, yeah.
And there's written interviews.
But
very little, like, let's
show,
talk about your family. Yeah. Let's talk about people you miss.
And the show's going a different way. We start with surf and skate, and as you said, you want to record the surf and skate. But then you realize how many, we realized how many people, all the incredible people in this town that we get to talk to. This isn't like another town. And this is not like another town.
This is
when I first drove into KSCO, I knew that within just a quarter mile, maybe not even that, but I'd have enough guests to have a show for 3 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A quarter mile of that station,
yeah.
If you branch out, then you've got even more. But all the people have come on, I think TC and I, we've always gone, you know what, that's a good show. The musicians, the kids. Kids are the best. Kids have been the best.
Kids always.
Because you don't.
They say the damnedest things.
Yeah.
I never forget we had Slasher Keith Meek.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keith Meek. Kemp's coming on the show. And you can look on. You can see the calendar is coming on the show. Keith Meek's coming on the show. And this family, they called me, contacted me, because hey, can we come down? Because our son is a huge loves Keith Meek. Come on down. Kid shows up, family shows up, kid shows up, dressed head to tail in Keith Meek shit.
Totally
everything, right?
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, and he's sitting there in the chair next to a KSCO, next to Keith Meek. I said, you know, I'm ready to start. I said, hey, I'm going to ask your son something. I don't know what it is yet, but we're going to ask him something. I want to sit in front. So he did. So we're talking back and forth, Keith Meek. And finally, after a break, I said to his parents, I said, I'm going to ask him something. So I said, hey, Jimmy, what do you want to ask Keith Meek? And he's like, you could hear him. You could hear the cogs. You could hear the cogs, right? He had something planned for the last month, but the cogs were turning as I asked him.
Yeah.
And he's like, boom, you said it. He goes, Mr. Meek, how much money do you make?
Did he answer?
Keith said,
not enough, son. Not
enough.
But the kids say the dumbest thing. You get a kid on here. You know, we've had so many kids.
A lot of kids.
Filled them. We filled the hill.
Like bands.
The 30 band.